Sophie, host of Out There, here on Valley Free Radio. Tune in for stories from the streets and paths of Northampton and beyond, Fridays from 4 to 5 p.m. Get out if you can, but if you can't get out, tune in. We don't care if we live out of date. We don't care if we're a little bit late. Gonna make a scene, baby, me and you. And yes, 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 and yes, friends, it is Friday. Ooh, there we go. Something loose, a loose button on the slider there. I may have to try a different mic. Yep, it's Friday, July 19th, 2024. I hear some static there in my ears. Well, let me play, something else, and then I'll see if I can get this figured out. Play.
It's time for Shore Leave. This is your Captain Micah speaking. Disembark with me every Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. to hear music from all around the world. You never know what you might hear. Maybe some Danish klezmer music. Maybe some Mexican cumbia. Whatever it is, you can be sure it's going to be catchy and a great time. Every Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 p.m., Shore Leave.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to do a mic check before you start a radio show? Yeah, well, welcome to Out There. I'm out there. I'm in here. It's, like I said, it's Friday, July 19th, 2024. I should turn the air conditioner down. That's kind of loud, too. For today's show, well, I talked to a lot of people this week, but I didn't talk to them for very long. And so I see here, when I was editing my clips half an hour ago, I have about 6 different clips, but the longest one is like 5.5 minutes long. Well, that means I'm going to have to fill it with stories. Or in aggravations. Ruthie's rants. Okay, the first rant I'm going to go off on today is, so I don't know how many people, how many listeners get this magazine called Northampton City Lifestyle. It's part of a, I don't know, some brainwashing plot, but it's a magazine, it's a monthly magazine, very glossy, very stinkily, chemically glossy, in my humble opinion. At least yesterday's edition was. It comes into our home, into our mailbox. Like it or not, we didn't ask for it. And basically, well, the back cover is always an advertisement for Ford of Northampton. And if my listeners know me, they know I do not want an advertisement for Ford of Northampton coming into my home unsolicited. Now this, so the inside the front cover of this magazine, unfortunately, I forgot to bring it with me, so I can't read it specifically, but inside the front cover in the small print, it says something about how Northampton City Lifestyle magazine is delivered by U.S. Postal Mail to certain affluent neighborhoods in Northampton. And it also says that the magazine is not responsible for the accuracy or truthfulness of advertisers or other articles or something like that. They just like glean the information from other sources. But the reason that I was so pissed was because the edition that came yesterday, the front cover, okay, the back cover is the Ford advertisement, and the front cover was another car dealership feature article about the owner of another car dealership in Northampton. And it was just like 7 pictures of a beautiful woman in cars in the feature article. So, yeah. And the specific car dealership, well, this is the one that's going in by Foster Farr and that place where it's been trees growing up through the asphalt and open space sort of used kind of by the public kind of for the last, I don't know, like, I think almost, like, I want to say 20 years, as long as I can remember having lived here. And now the Costanzi is trying to get a car dealership put in there or back in there or something. And now they've parked all these cars on there. I don't know how many cars. I see it when I ride by on the rail trail, but there's probably, I don't know, 30 or 40 cars or something parked there, which my local city councilor has informed me is illegal. And the city is trying to kindly get them to remove them because they're not allowed to be stored there at this time. Well, I don't want to spread any rumors because I'm really good at getting information wrong. That's what you find out there. Opinions. So, what else? Any other stories I have for out there? Well, when I was ranting to my housemate Max about how much Northampton Living magazine should not be coming into my house with its materialistic, glossy, promoting consumerism, capitalism, car driving values. And Max found a contact for them online and sent them an email with our request to get off the mailing list. We'll see if it happens. Then when I looked online for the articles, the copies of the most recent magazines, it doesn't show, like the online article, the online July magazine isn't the one that came to our house. That's weird. Anyway, you're listening out there. And so for today's show, for the real part of today's show, that wasn't today's show, that was just today's rant. The real part, the main focus of today's show is interviews with people doing bike-related stuff. We'll start with Anne-Marie and Craig. So it's Sunday morning, July 14th, 2024. And here on the rail trail by the Felt Building, by the skate park on the way towards Earl Street, Texas Road. And I'm here with, what's your name?
Anne-Marie.
Craig.
What are you doing here this morning?
We're pulling up weeds.
Yeah?
Along the Northampton Trail system.
And what kind of weeds have you seen a lot of here today?
Oh gosh, we don't know what
they
are.
And Japanese knotwood, and those are the only ones I think I remember.
And I see you left lots of the flowers, like this chicory, I think, and Queen Anne's lace, and maybe some other things. That's very beautiful. What motivated you to come out here today?
Well, we use the trails a lot, so we were invited to help out in trail maintenance. So we've done that. We do that a few times a year, a couple times a year. So
yeah.
We've helped. We've helped picking up trash, and this is the first time we've helped with the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Much easier to pick up trash.
Yeah. Well, now that the plants are cut back a little bit, you can see some of the trash, more
yes.
trash.
Yes.
So you use the trails? Like, what ways do you use the trails?
Well, I use it. We live very close to an access point, so I bike out of town on it, and I sometimes bike into town to the farmer's market on it. So yes, I use the trails quite a bit in every direction.
I use the trails a little bit. I'm a cyclist, so I like to bike around, and sometimes the trails are convenient to get me out of town and out into the countryside.
But he's a little bit snooty about the trails. He prefers to avoid them.
Because I want to bike a little bit faster than is really safe on the trails. I mean, the trails are, you know, kind of a leisure trail for mixed people, you know, and people with children and carriages and things like that. So it's just better to be out in the country on the roads.
Yeah, we slow users appreciate that consideration.
Thank you.
So when you've been working on the trails this morning, cutting back the weeds, what have there been many passers-by? What kind of reactions have you gotten from people?
Yeah, it's a Sunday morning, so the trail's been heavily used. We see lots of people coming by. A few of them thanked us while they passed. That was very considerate. Appreciate that. But, you know, every kind of user you see on the trail was out this morning. We had the electric bikes and the electric scooters and the electric skateboards and plus the manual, old-fashioned manual-powered devices.
And walkers.
Walkers.
I don't know that we saw any dogs, did we?
One dog I saw.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Was there someone that was going really fast on an electric vehicle that you stopped to tell to slow down?
Well, yes, our friend George did kind of flag someone down and gently ask him to moderate his speed. Some of these electric bikes are just so large and heavy, and if there ever were an accident, it would be quite bad. So yeah. it's better to keep the speed down when you're on a crowded section of the trail.
Wasn't there the one bike that doesn't belong on the trail because it's not a pedal bike?
Yeah, I think the rules are that a electric bike should have pedals, and this one was more or less a sort of electric motorbike.
Yeah. There was once when my housemate Vince and I, we were both working on opposite sides of the trail, or I went back to sharpen the scythe or something, but we were sort of talking, and he turns around to come across the trail to tell me something. At the exact moment, a man on an electric long tail bike with two kids in the back is trying to pass us. And so Vince's back is to the vehicle coming our way. And it was one of those like squirrel in the middle of the road sort of situations. Yeah. And then the guy with the two kids sort of almost has to come to a complete stop because Vince is in the middle of the path before he realizes. Vince's like, which way do I go? And then as the guy goes by, Vince says to me, to us about himself, what a clown.
Well, we had the cones in places, but it was still hard to like make sure that people could pass through. So yes.
Yeah. It's interesting to be on both sides of that situation because I've been on the other side a lot trying to pass through, and there's people in the middle of the path. You don't know which way they're going, if they know you're there, what's going on.
Well, no crashes today, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for y'all's work. And do you have any plans to be back?
Oh yes.
Anytime.
Yes. We're scheduled for one more that we know we're going to be around for.
Okay.
Because that they have that on the book, so we're coming back once more in July.
Okay.
And I was thinking if we have any free time, maybe we will do one on our own too, because that will be gone in August.
Okay. So is the Friends of Northampton Trails, are they doing like once a month cleanup, earth kind of things?
This is the first summer we know of it.
Yeah, the first time we've been invited.
Yeah.
I know they've done before because we can see the old dead weeds that have been laying beside the road. So they've done it before, but this is the first time we've done it.
Or just to also say, like you said, Anne-Marie, like people are welcome to cut back the brush at any time. Yeah. It's getting in the way. And some people do that on their own.
We have a friend who just kind of adopted a section of the trail. He and his wife clean it up.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, thanks for your work. That was Anne-Marie and Craig at the Friends of Northampton Rail Trail cleanup on Sunday. The next morning, Monday morning, I was riding out to Valley working, and I saw the city had come and mowed where we had cut with our scythes and trimmers and such. By the way, I want to say a scythe is like such a great tool for clearing the side of the rail trail where there's Japanese knotweed. Anyway, so the city had come with a tractor kind of thing with a big arm with a brush hog on it. And also I noticed when I was biking out in that same area the next morning, there was someone that was mowing the dike out there by the Smith College physical plant. Well, on the rail trail side, the Hebert Ave side. But they were mowing the dike. The guy was just standing on the dike with something in his hands. And then I saw the mower, this remote-controlled mower, maybe, I don't know, 3 feet in diameter, that was scurrying up and down the steep slope. And I thought, oh. Maybe that is a good, appropriate technology. I mean, if you're going to use a mower and if you're going to use an electric mower, it seems like it makes more sense to not have to carry the human body all around, too. That's just wasted weight when you can just control it and stand still. And then you can get those slopes without being all top heavy and being at risk of falling over. I mean, of course, the scythe is superior, but not everyone's going to follow my advice. What else? Okay, I wanted to play some Helen Reddy.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible.
I am
because it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, cause you've deepened the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom on the plain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible, standing toe to toe as I spread my loving arms across the land. But I'm still an embryo with a long, long way to go until I make my brother understand. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom on a pain. Yes, I've paid the price, but look how much I gained.
Well, sometimes I play songs on out there because they come into my head for a certain reason. Sometimes I play them for no reason at all. But the reason I played that song, besides I like it, is that I had the line come into my head when I was working the other day, one day, this week. So my work uniform when I'm riding my bike for pedal people is currently this vest, very bright, sort of like fluorescent, reflective vest, but it's wide at the shoulders and narrow as it comes across the chest. So sometimes I'll be riding, and if it's really hot and I'm sweating a lot, I look down, and then this week the song came into my head. I am woman, see my breast. It is not hidden by my vest. And that's as far as I got. But that's enough to entertain me. Next on Out There, we'll hear some more biking friends. Yes.
So it's Thursday evening, July 18th. I'm at the Critical Mass, bike party ride. That's every Thursday. And I've run into Steve here. Steve, what's your bike commute like?
So I've got a 15-minute bike commute. I live up in Village Hill, and I work at Cooley Dickinson. Every day I head through the Smith College campus, and I make a left on Elm. It's a really pleasant commute. And the hospital has bike lockers for us. It's really nice. You need a padlock instead of a bike lock to use it, but that's the only difference.
So it's not just for employees, but can anybody use the bike lockers?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they're never full. There's six of them, and there's usually only two or three bikes parked there at any time.
Where are they?
They're to the left of the main entrance. They're just down a little ramp. It is marked, if you look for the sign, a small sign that says bike parking.
How long have you been bike commuting?
I've been at Cooley for coming up on 2 years now. I used to bike commute when I was a college student, but when I got this new job, I was looking for a place where I could move to and have a daily bike commute to work. So just for the past 2 years, really.
How about you? Have you been a bike commuter?
I have. I used to live in Watertown, Mass. And I used to ride my bike into work at Boston Children's Hospital. So that was a little different, riding in through the city, a little crazy with traffic.
And how long have you been in the Northampton area?
2 years, and we love it.
Do you bike a lot around here?
I do, yeah. On trails and on the bike path, and it's just fantastic.
Is biking to work still an option for you?
Well, I work remotely, so no. I work at home.
So, all right, but yeah.
But I go for a bike ride every morning before I start work, so yeah. That could count.
All right, because it's probably hard to bike from the living room to the kitchen to the bedroom to the office or whatever. Can I interview you?
I'm
just asking about people's bike commute.
Oh, okay. Well, I biked from Amherst all the way up here to join the bike club. So.
Do you mind introducing yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm Curtis, by the way.
Do you bike a lot?
Oh, yes.
What kind of bike do you have?
I have an Inioki AQ177.
That sounds electric.
It is.
How far do you like to ride it?
Usually like a few miles. About like 6 miles a day, pretty much to my long-term position and back home, so. I lost track of mileage on this thing already. This bike keeps track of it for me.
Cool. Any favorite bike rides in the valley?
Oh yeah, I love riding Northampton through Florence.
What's your shirt say?
Well, it says, burn carbs, not oil.
Thanks.
That is Janet Ryan and Straight Up playing at the Thursday Florence Concert Series, Thursday Night Florence Summer Concert Series. So that last clip that you heard on Out There, by the way, this is Out There on Valley Free Radio, and I'm your host, Ruthie. The last clip was Steve and Mara, and Mara's husband, Tom. She told me her husband, Tom, does a show here on Valley Free Radio. That's Planetary Hi-Fi Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. here on WXOJ. And then it was music from the Thursday night concert, because that's where I went to next. And en route. Well, if you're a regular listener to Out There, you may have heard me tell the story about Waldo, my friend who drives a truck for USA Waste. Well, yesterday evening, I ran into Waldo on my way to the concert, and guess what? We decided to go for a bike ride together. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's as far as we've ever gone, and as far as we'll ever go. But it's pretty exciting. Next on Out There, continuing the bike commuting theme, here's Manya.
Manya, when did you start biking a lot?
I started biking a lot when I moved to Northampton. I think sometime in 2019 or 2020, I started biking a lot.
How come?
I mean, that's when I got my bike.
And then, like, how did your biking change when COVID hit?
Oh, when COVID hit, like, I started biking for, like, suddenly school was closed and I didn't have to go to Amherst. And so I started biking a lot for, like, recreation, and I started discovering a lot of new places on my bike. And everything was so beautiful, and so, you know, that really encouraged me to bike more and, like, explore more places. And then I lived with, like, this wonderful housemate who would, like, encourage my interests a lot. Uh-huh. So when I would tell her, I biked here and it was so beautiful and so on, so she would, like, suggest more places for me to explore. So every day she would, like, she's an old lady and she's a painter, so she's been to all these beautiful places and already painted all these things. So then she would, and she's lived in Northampton like for 40 years, so she knows all the places. So every day she would suggest a new place. And so then I would go exploring on my bike. So then I started biking a lot, like in 2020, and I would like bike long distances. And then, like, I would get a lot of punctures. But then the bike lab was there, which was super helpful. So then I would go and fix my bike, and then, you know, that really helped me bike a lot because I knew I could always go to the bike lab to fix it if something happened. But then I started biking a little less when I started gardening because I felt like a tied down parent. So I could not like just bike for recreation. It became more than for like just transportation. Mm. But now I try to also bike for recreation, uh-huh. But I think I've lost that a little bit.
How do you feel about hills?
When my gears are working, I love hills. I also bike for, like, I mean, one of the main reasons I bike is just for the downhill, you know. It's so nice. And I just don't like to stop pedaling when I'm downhill. I like to go as fast as I can. Like, I just love speed.
Are you a fast cyclist?
I'm a very fast cyclist. And especially in my mind, I'm like an elite athlete. Even though my friend Ruthi here may not agree with me. She's laughing. But in my head, I'm an elite athlete.
When I see you, you're biking fast usually. You are.
Yeah,
in my
yeah.
judgment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do like to bike fast. And sometimes I feel like actually I'm a very good cyclist, but often my cycle is not in good condition. But if I had like a cycle in good condition, I feel like, you know, I would be much better. Like if I had a road bike with air and like, you know, like oiled and stuff, I would go like 10 times faster. But usually I'm like this elite athlete on a clunky bicycle. Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
Hi, I'm Jill.
And where do you like to ride a bike to?
I like to ride my bike is my major transportation. I enjoy riding my bike. I have a crate and I go shopping and I do my practical things. The store, I take it to work with me.
Where's the main places you go from or to?
Friends or the store or my daughters.
Like, how about combining it with a bus?
I do. To Route 10, to Cancer, I usually ride the bus with it.
How many miles do you normally ride when you're commuting to work?
Not much. It seems like in the fall and nice weather, I'm more apt to ride the whole way and not take the bus.
Yeah.
Because I love bike riding.
How did you get into biking?
I've been riding since I was 5 years old. And my mother said, don't go to Hoyle. We lived near Hoyle Community College, was just being built. And it had all these cool ramps. And I used to like to jump off them with my bike, believe it or not, at 6.
Uh-huh.
And she forbid me to go there, but I did sneak and go there all the time till it was completely built and I couldn't go there anymore.
Aww. You still do tricks?
It was fun. No, but I learned, my brother taught me skateboarding. That's something. I can go down big hills with that.
Yeah, I heard you stopped going down a hill with no brakes today.
Yeah, that was nuts.
So it had nothing to do with your negligence. Thanks, Jill.
You're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. After those bike interviews, I just have to play Shakira again. Never gets old to me, the song. It helped if I press the unmute button. So let's try this again. Carlos Vives and Shakira. Yes, there will be Bike Lab tomorrow. That's Saturday the 20th of July.
You want to learn to fix your bike? How to keep it tuned up so it's there for you when you need it? Or maybe you know already, but you just need to borrow a bike-specific tool that you don't have. Well, come to the Bike Lab.
Almost every Saturday since 2004.
From 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Here in Northampton at 12 Northern Avenue.
Come with your bike or your questions.
And your willing attitude. Spare parts scavenger hunt every weekend.
Vengan al Bike Lab de Northampton, el taller de bicicleta. Aprende a arreglar tu bicicleta y a divertirte.
All repairs guaranteed to the end of the driveway.
Details are online at pedalpeople.coop. That's the Saturday Bike Lab at 12 Northern Avenue. They say freedom isn't free, but at the Bike Lab it is.
I should also mention that at Bike Lab, it's not just to fix your bike, but you can also get used bikes there, ideally ones that you fix and that I help you fix up for yourself or your friend or your friends. Let's see, last time we had Bike Lab, someone came to get a bike, to fix up a bike for him and his mom. And in exchange, he's supposed to come tomorrow to put in a few more hours helping break down bikes or whatever matches his skills. And what else? Bike Lab. Friends of Northampton Trails also gives away free bikes. You can, through their Bikes for All program, if you know anyone who needs a bike. All right, here's some more music, because I'm liking music. Was Gnarls Barkley in the category of misheard lyrics. So there's a place in that song where he says, right, does that make me crazy? Possibly. I had to look up the lyrics because I got to make sure there's no cuss words before I play the song, and I don't always have time to play it ahead of time. So I was looking at the lyrics to make sure that there weren't any cuss words. And I always thought that there was a lyric that said, does that make me crazy? Eyes of blue. And I didn't find this. It always confused me. Why would he be talking about eyes of blue? And apparently he's saying possibly. And I confused it with eyes of blue. Do you think that's my blonde-haired blue-eyed, white-centric thinking and assumptions and lens. Possibly. Next on Out There, I am going to play an interview. No, I'm not going to play. I'm going to play another song, and then I'll make some more announcements. Another favorite song of mine, Toby Mac with Forgiveness.
Because we all make mistakes sometimes, and we all step across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find, we find. It's hanging over him like the clouds of Seattle. It raining on his swag, falling deeper in the saddle. It's written on his face, he don't have to speak a sound. Somebody call the 5-0, we got a man down. Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head hits the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, y'all. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble and we fall. Bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing sweeter than the day we call out for forgiveness. We all need, we all need.
We all need forgiveness.
We all need, we all need.
Mr. Lecrae, my mama told me what I would be in for if I kept all this anger inside of me pent up. My heart been broken, my wounds been open, and I don't know if I can hear I'm sorry being spoken. But those forgiven much should be quicker to give it. And God forgave me for it all, Jesus bled forgiveness. So when the stones fly and they aim at you, just say forgive them, Father, they know not what they do.
Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head is the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, yo. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble.
Toby Mac featuring Lecrae. You're at least listening to Out There on Valley View Radio. Some announcements I'd like to make. This is from the Western Mass Surge email list. Please join us this Sunday, July 21st, that's the day after tomorrow, from 2 to 5 p.m. at Just Roots in Greenfield for a benefit event to support our comrade Ismael Assad so he can continue to live and work in Franklin County. Ismael is from a small town near Hebron in the West Bank of Palestine. Since his arrival in Franklin County in 2020, he's made friends and built community wherever he goes. His food truck, Mohawk Falafel and Shawarma, is not only a place to get delicious Palestinian food, it serves as an outdoor hub for people committed to Palestinian liberation and for the community at large. This Sunday's event will feature a concert by the local klezmer band Bariques, kids' activities with Valley Families for Palestine, a raffle with prizes, food, and community. As we face an uncertain future with climate destruction and authoritarianism on the rise, we're going to need each other more than ever before. Practicing mutual aid and building community will be vital. Join us to take steps towards building the world we want to see. If you can't make it to the event but want to support fundraising, the fundraising campaign, you can find a link on the Western Mass Surge, S-U-R-J, Facebook page. Also, lots of other continuing events, standouts, speakouts on the Western Mass Surge event page. And also, I want to announce some events happening at the Florence Community Gardens. There's workshops and events, such as, what's the next one coming up? Sunday, July 21st, also this Sunday, Mr. G's concert to benefit Grow Food Northampton. That's at Look Park, Sunday, July 21st. Doors at 5, music at 6. It's a fun. It's fun. They say it's going to be fun. It's an all-ages interactive event. It will feature a bilingual concert by the Grammy Award-winning children's artist, Mr. G, and also offer games and activities about gardening and growing food, as well as local food vendors. Bring your own blanket or lawn chairs. The concert is free with a suggested donation of any amount, and you can reserve your ticket. What else going on? Oh, there's a Kids in the Garden event on Thursday, July 25th at the Grow Food Northampton Farmer's Shed. That's off of Meadow Street at the Community Gardens in Florence. And learn, explore, play on the farm, etc. Ooh, also on Saturday, July 27th, 2024, Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Botanical Cyanotypes for Beginners, a fundraiser for the Northeast Farmers of Color Land Trust. Join gardener and artist Madge Evers for a fun and creative workshop on botanical cyanotypes. Magical and simple cyanotypes are a camera-less technique that results in graphic blue and white prints. Participants will be introduced to an alternative photographic process developed in 1842 and will use plants to create a photographic image called a photogram. Each student will have the opportunity to make up to 2 or 3 6x9-inch prints to take home. All materials, including pressed plant material, will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own pressed plants to use in their compositions. And you can register through growfoodnorthampton.org. That botanical cyanotypes for beginners, that is Saturday, July 27th. Fundraiser for the Northeast Farmers of Color Land Trust. You're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio. I'm trying to think about wild edibles or not so wild edibles I've seen around town this week. The plums on the help yourself plum tree are all gone. And I think the peaches are mostly gone too. I think some creature, maybe probably human, picks them before they get taken by animals or whatever, so they can sit in a nice brown paper bag or something somewhere and ripen up. And any other announcements for out there? Stay tuned for Democracy Now! At 5 o'clock. And here's Alicia Keys.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe. but she knows she can fly away. Oh.
To out there on Valley Free Radio. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming up at 5 o'clock. Out There airs every Friday from 4 until 5 with me, your host, Ruthie. And you can hear archived editions of Out There at weatherbeard.com/out there or weatherbeard.com/out there archive. The archive is where it's more up to date. Than the fancier WordPress site, the archive. It's very simple. Go to weatherbeard.com/out there archive. You can also hear two-week archives on Valley Free Radio. Just go to valleyfreeradio.org, and it's somewhere on that website. Something else I wanted to share today. I was doing my pedal people pickups, and I don't know, for some reason it got into my head. I was thinking, if you live in Northampton, did you know that your city council president mows his lawn with a scythe? He doesn't own a car and takes the bus or walks or bikes. Is part of a cooperatively owned business. Lives in a cooperatively owned home. Often sleeps under the stars. Depaved his driveway and planted food. Installed a public telephone on the edge of the yard for passersby to use. Has hauled trash by bicycle for a living for the past 22 years. These comments were not approved by Alex Jarrett. Oh, speaking of pedal people and hauling trash for the last 22 years, on Monday, this coming Monday, which would be the 22nd of July, 2024, Pedal People expects to celebrate our 500,000th pickup. Yes, 500,000 pickups that Pedal People has done in Northampton and East Hampton and Leeds since December of 2002. And so maybe we're going to have a party. Well, you ask, how do we know that we've done that many pickups? How does anybody know anything, statistically speaking, really? You know, you just kind of estimate. It's because somebody keeps track. And since I mentioned that guy, Alex Jarrett, he keeps track of stuff. He's been keeping records since, since I've known him. But it's pretty cool that he's got records. He's had us all fill in. When I say he's had us all, I mean, he started a system years ago when it was just like me and him in 2002 of keeping, I think that was when we started keeping track, but just keeping track of how much stuff we picked up from each customer, how many tubs of recycling, how many tubs of paper, how many tubs of containers, how many estimated gallons of trash, and then when we started compost service, how many gallons of compost. It's all very subjective because we're not like weighing everything and we're not like the volume and the weight, the trash stuffs and compacts. So do you go by compacted volume? Do you go by the volume that it looked like when you took the lid off of the garbage can? Anyway, so we have records for like all of our customers. We can tell you customer number one, who's still a Pedal People customer after all these years, we can tell you how much trash of theirs that we've hauled away over the last 22 years. How many tons of paper, how many tons of containers, tons of trash. Speaking of hauling for same customers for year after year after year, you also notice, like, if you have a customer who has a newborn, and then you're hauling for this customer for, like, you know, 3.5 years, and you can feel the weight of the diapers every week, and then it sort of tapers off usually after about like, you know, 2.5, 3, 3.5 years, and then you're like, yes, I outlasted the diaper producer, and then they have another kid, and then the whole thing starts all over again. And you can estimate based on how, you know, your memory of the weight and all over the years. It's like they say, the average baby in the family, I'm not sure how to say this correctly, politically correctly, statistically correctly, like that 1,500 pounds of diaper waste is hauled away for every child on average in the United States. And as a trash hauler, I agree. That's been my estimated experience. I don't know how I got off into that tangent. Thanks for listening to Out There Today. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming up at 5 o'clock on Valley Free Radio. Streaming online at valleyfreeradio.org or on your radio dial at 103.3 FM or live in the studio at 140 Pine Street in Florence in the basement of the old Florence Grammar School. See you out there.